Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome to episode 36 of Feeling Good with Duddy. This will be the season finale episode. We'll tell you more about that later. But before all that shit, here's the man, the one and only, the host, Duddy B.
What is happening?
The ghost of Duddy B.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, yeah, just got back last night, late last night from Closer to the Sun. Mm-hmm. Man, if none of you guys have done that, You gotta do it. You gotta check it out. It's such a good time. And if you don't know what it is, it's a concert that Slightly Stupid puts on down in Cancun, Mexico, where just a bunch of great bands and they come and they perform, and it's just such a great time.
What is it? Tell us it. Bands playing on the beach. Everyone goes to Mexico. Where? Resort?
It's an all-inclusive resort that everybody stays at, so everybody's partying all night, and they have things set up for like that go until like 4 a.m. So bands are playing all day, and then actually all night they're playing at different places. Then they also have like some DJs doing stuff. There's like nightclubs there.
How many bands is it?
I don't know off the top of my head. It's probably like 10 bands or something.
So it's like a mini festival, I suppose, but it's like over the weekend in Mexico.
It's a 4-day festival in Cancun, and this year was at the Hard Rock Resort in Cancun, and everybody there staying at the same place. So you could imagine. I mean, it's a 24-hour party every day, and it was a good time. It was a good time.
Do you play? Okay, something. So it's Slightly Stupid. I've never been to any of this stuff, people. I'm literally just asking. I've heard about it every year, but I've never been. So does Slightly Stupid play more than once? Or are they?
Everybody does.
Oh, every like how many times did you guys?
We
play?
Played twice. And so I think Slightly Stupid other night three or, times.
Okay, they're playing like kind of headlining.
They did
every
like
night.
Two full shows, and then they did like an acoustic show as
okay,
well.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And their acoustic show was on like this cool littler stage in the middle of the day where there was like this lagoon where everyone was kind of just floating around.
Oh, bummer.
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
Good weather?
Perfect weather.
Oh,
it was great. So, yeah, I recommend it. Check out Closer to the Sun. It's a good time. And it was a very good time up until our way home. Holy crap. I've traveled quite a bit in my day, and I've, you know, gone through customs and whatnot many times. And I've had some times where I've gotten stopped here or there or whatever. And it is what it is. This was one of the roughest ones. It felt like the longest day. Two different times in one, like just coming home, I got, you know, pulled aside for a random bag check guy, where they took every single thing I had out of every bag I had. And one of the times was, no joke, after the longest day ever, and I'm finally about to get on the plane now to go to Dallas, where we're flying out of Dallas. And I got like priority. We've been flying a lot. So I'm priority and I got bags. So, you know, if you fly a lot, you want to try to get on the plane as soon as you can so you can put your bag above close to where you are, because if you don't, sometimes you got to put your bag all the way in the back of the fucking plane, and then you have to wait for everybody to get off the plane so you can go to the back and get your bag, and it could be kind of annoying. So I'm like, sweet, I got priority. I'm going to be, you know, one of the first people like boarding the plane. We're sitting right there. I walk in, walk up, and they go, oh, sorry, sir, you've been selected. I'm like, again? I just did it over there. I'm already on. I'm here for the plane. So like 30 minutes later, I'm one of the last people to get on the plane.
And then bags
got
to go all the
no,
way.
No, dude. I got homies, though, and they fucking made sure.
They blocked
they
it out.
They told everyone. They're like, nah. And they saved me. I rolled on, and they were like, we got you right up here.
I've been searched with the Dirty Heads. Way back when you guys first, you know, started having success and you got into a tour bus, I tour managed with you guys. We went into Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this. Everyone, we knew this, okay? When the bus goes into Canada, we knew that we all had to be prepared we all had to get out of the bus, go into the customs, and then we all had to be checked out by customs, and then you get back on the bus and you go. They brought a dog in, and for some reason, the dog barked at the two Dustins. The dog barked at you, and they barked at Dustin Padilla, who was our tour man, our merch guy at the time. You know, dog goes by me, sniffs me. Look, we'd all been smoking weed for weeks on end, but I guess Duddy and Padilla's pants or something still smelled like weed.
Yeah.
Dog loses its mind on Duddy and Padilla, and then it is, all right, we're boarding your bus, and we're searching everything on your bus. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Canada border, and luckily, we're not idiots. We got rid of every illegal thing. So they found nothing. They sent us on our way.
I remember me and Padilla, me and Padilla got pulled in the back and separated into different rooms, and I mean, we were going to Canada. They were not even like, they were like, hey, look it, here's the deal. We don't care if you smoked weed yesterday or even on the way here.
Yep.
We just want to know, do you have any weed on you? And we were like, no, look it, we're not dumb. We're not trying to be disrespectful and bring, you know, drugs through the border. We get it. We've been doing this a long time. Yes, we smoke weed. We obviously do. You know, they look up your band and stuff when they know you're coming. Yeah. They know what they're getting into. And, you know, obviously they checked us, they did the stuff, they were all good, and we were on our way, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened, but I remember the feeling of, like, they're taking Duddy and Dustin away. Oh. Where are they going? Dogs are barking at them.
I've been taken away many times, but luckily I'm smart. I think ahead. I never have anything on me, but I do. I have long hair. I have tattoos. If they know the Dirty Heads, they're like, this guy's got some weed on him, for sure, you know? But I never do, so I've never actually gotten busted.
No dummies. The Canadian border is no joke.
It's not for
talk
some
about
reason,
our border. Whew, fucking hell. Try to get into Canada.
Yeah.
No. I don't care what you are, who you look like, nothing. Do you smell like weed? Get out.
We got one time when we were in the, you know, Canadian, you know, border, we're waiting to cross, just like Jake said, in the middle of the night, probably 2 or 3 in the morning, and we all have to climb out. We get in there, we're all sitting in there, and there's this guy, I think he was like a trucker. And he was up at the thing, like talking to the lady. And all we can hear is, oh, no, no, it was a misunderstanding. It's not what you think. And then we could hear the cop going, you have felonies for like assault and like domestic violence. No, no, you weren't, you don't get it. It was not like what she's like, it is what it is.
I feel like
warrants out for you. Like you should. What it was fucking
dude,
no please
you
it
have
was not
a
like
DUI
that.
Within the last 7 years you cannot go into Canada via driving
no.
I think you could fly in but they don't give a fuck they're like get out we don't need you
so closer to the sun, great time coming back through customs and not a great time
so I you know obviously in the intro I said season finale let's talk a little bit about
let's
that because this is something that we just came up with you know this wasn't a plan but Duddy's going to be gone a lot coming up. Look, it's the holidays right now. Duddy and I both have families, so for the next couple weeks, we need to be with our families. And also, Duddy will be going on tour in February, so we had to work out how is this all going to work. So, Duddy, maybe tell him what the season thing is and what season 2 is in February when it's coming back. All that shit.
So like Jake said, you know, we're going to take a couple weeks off here for the holidays. We need a break, and we need to be with our families. And then, you know, we got a lot coming up in the new year. So we're going to take a quick little couple week break here, and but we're not going to stop, you know, working on the show. What we're going to be doing in that time off, instead of constantly trying to make sure we have a new episode every Wednesday, we're going to be working on the show. We're going to be just trying to revamp it. We're going to be like looking back at what we did in the first season and how we can make the second season better. And that's really what we're doing. We want to take a step back and just reanalyze the situation. And we're going to come back in February with season 2. And, you know, we hope it's just going to be an amazing show going on forward from there. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yes. We need to stack. Basically, we need to stack a bunch of episodes in January.
Yes.
So that when Duddy and Rome and Micah Brown all go on tour in the end of February, all the way through half of March, we've got episodes in the bank so that you guys can get one every week. So, that's going to mean that there'll be some downtime, right? That'll be the rest of December. Although we are doing a live show this coming Sunday. We'll get into that more. So there will be another episode, a big, huge, gargantuan episode coming up at the end of this week. And then a little bit of quiet time for the holidays. And we're going to work out something to drop for you guys in January. Even though there won't be Wednesday shows, Duddy and I will be in here working. So we're gonna do stuff.
Yeah.
February, though, the first Wednesday of February, season two will kick off. And we already have a lot of awesome guests lined up. So right back at it, y'all.
And don't worry, it's our Patreon members who are listening. Don't worry, we are still going to be adding some, you know, content into the Patreons. We're going to still be doing some things for you guys. So we're not going to forget about you. Don't worry.
Yep.
So, yeah, that being said, the live show that Jake is talking about.
Let's talk about that
for a bit. So this is going to be, this is the first annual, you know, Feeling Good charity event.
Or inaugural. I saw people, everyone online's all, it can't be a first annual and it can only be the second annual. They're all, this is the inaugural.
Oh,
people were lighting us up online.
That makes so much more sense.
And we had previously ranted about being corrected online, but you guys are absolutely right about
totally
that.
Right.
And we deserve full correction. And
you're still an asshole, but
you're a piece of shit. But you're right. And you're a piece of shit asshole.
Yeah.
So, all right, it is the inaugural. Tell them about it, Duddy. It's coming up this Sunday,
it's
which is the 15th.
It's coming up this Sunday.
Yes?
And it's December 15th. We are going to be going live from our social medias at noon Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
And we have so many amazing guests coming. We've got bands, we have stand-up comedians, and you know, I'm going to name some of these acts in a second, but what it is that we're trying to do is we're just going to raise as much money as we can for some really great charities for the holidays, and we have Grandma's House of Hope. That was one of them.
I have not yet been told the charity. So,
no,
Natasha, if you want to come in here and fire us off all the charities.
No, it is. It is.
Okay.
And also, the Surf Rider Foundation, I know, is one.
Oh,
and
sweet.
I've been talking with Casey Sullivan from the Burritos Band. I think we're also going to involve Bradley's House
into this as well.
So we're going to have three great charities that we're going to be, you know, just raising as much money as we can for the holidays. And, you know, I think we have a GoFundMe page set up that we're going to be, you know, everyone's going to be able to see live how much money we're raising. And we've got acts. So we got a local band, a little local act that I just now recently heard of called Lake Dub, which is very cool. We've got Tomorrow's Bad Seeds.
I saw Simpkin Project on
Simpkin
there.
Simpkin Project.
They're one of my favorites.
Kaleo from Pepper is going to come down and play some songs. I'm going to play some songs. We have, there's so many more. I know I'm forgetting people.
Johnny Christ, who's been on the show before from Avenged Sevenfold, he has his own podcast, Drinks with Johnny, and he's going to come in and hang out with Duddy and I and make us some drinks. And to be honest, Johnny, he can hang out as long as he wants.
He's cool.
If he wants to be, you know,
he'll probably kick it with us
as long as he wants to, because he's just a homie from way back and he'll be great.
We have some amazing comedians.
I'm tripping on the comedians,
dude.
Vanessa Johnston is supposed to be. I feel it's like I hope they're all show because these are awesome comedians.
If they don't show up, don't be mad at
them.
Yeah.
So Vanessa Johnston, who's been on the show,
be mad at Mark. Yeah.
Eric Friedman, who's been on the show, Jamie Kennedy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like Jamie fucking Kennedy. The Jamie Kennedy experiment.
Yeah. He's coming. He'll be here.
And Malibu's Most Wanted.
What's up?
Yeah, that is it. Someone else who's it's a common name. I'm waiting for someone I've never seen before to go, hi, Jamie Kennedy. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But Jamie Kennedy's coming in. That's amazing.
And honestly, there's more that off the top of my head I can't remember. And then there's a couple other guests that I just don't want to mention yet because they haven't completely confirmed. But there's some other amazing guests too. And what we're trying to say is this Sunday, December 15th. 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, we will be going live from our social medias with all of these amazing guests, all doing performances, all to raise as much money as we can for these great charities. And we just hope everyone tunes in. Look it, I get it. It's fucking football season. And trust me, I get it even more that it's fucking fantasy football playoff season right now. And I get that because I'm in the playoffs. I made it. I'm excited. And I'm going to fucking not watch football this Sunday because of that.
Yeah,
but
right. Daniel
will
have his phone going underneath
you guys,
the thing
though,
the whole
you guys
time.
Could have your football on and you could have your computer open or your phone open and you could be following along with the football. You could be following along with the show. Trust me, it's going to be a good time and you're not going to want to miss this.
Even if you like watching football, what do you want to listen to it? None of them are saying funny shit. You listen to us. You watch football. Fine, don't watch us. Fine. You don't have to. You can hear the band. You can hear Duddy and I. You can hear the comedians. That's going to be better than whatever you're hearing. What are you going to hear in the football thing? Duddy, what will they hear?
Oh, there's a flag on the field. We're going to have to stop for 5 fucking minutes every 2 goddamn minutes.
Oh, Joe Montana's really, is he still playing? I'm trying to relate. He is the best, Joe. Oh, yeah. Good old Joe.
Yeah.
I don't watch football.
Him and Dan Marino are the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
I didn't even know football was happening still. I was like, people still play football? Charming. Absolutely charming.
Okay.
The Pipe Masters will be on that. Well, potentially, if they run that day. All right.
Is that a porno? Okay, where are we at?
All right, yeah, where are we at? And if we sound a little shaky on the details, it's because literally this whole thing's coming together as we talk about it. Duddy and I just want to do a good thing. We're like, dude, a charity, raise money, fuck yeah, we'll be there on Sunday, and the guests are still being organized, so forgive us for not being perfect
about
this.
We are fucking surprised how many guests in such short notice have been like, yeah, we'll be there. So we're like, oh, crap, we got a lot of guests coming, so we got a lot of stuff to organize.
You know how you... like, whatever, you want to have a good party, so you invite a lot of people, and you know for a fact half of them aren't going to come, so it'll, you know, every single person said yes, and we're like, oh, shit.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good fucking time.
It's
going to
be a long
time. I really hope you guys tune in, because we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be for a great cause as well.
Yes.
So, and in this thing, we'll have links all over for the GoFundMe page, you know, during it, so you'll know where to go donate. It will be very easy.
Yes.
That being said,
let's move on to a pretty important thing of thanking the listeners.
Yes.
We wanted to really say thank you to you guys, obviously, for joining us. A lot of you on episode one and never stopping. And all the people that came on and jumped on board as we've gone all the way to episode 36. It's been kind of crazy, Duddy. What do you got to say?
I can't believe it, man. I mean, it's been, what, 6-7 months or something since we started, and going into it, we had no idea what to expect. And I just thought it would be a fun thing to do with my brother. I didn't know if anybody would fucking ever listen. We had no idea what to expect. So the amount of love we've gotten and just the amount of amazing guests we've had like come in, it's insane. And we are so thankful, and we can't express our, you know, gratitude enough. We love you guys, and we cannot wait to get back into season two and I hope the show is going to be even better starting from there, you know?
We just want to find out how to make you laugh even more.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing again about the show is, like Duddy said, almost like this live show Sunday, it's just happening. Duddy was offered the podcast, he called me, and a week later we were recording it. So we're, you know, and we didn't know that we thought it would be funny. We're like, let's be funny and let's just be positive, and that's what the show will be. And we actually ended up having a lot of like heavy ass moments as well. So not only was it funny, but we had talk, like depression talk. We had all sorts of stuff that got deep and heavy, and those were some of our best episodes. So man, we're just going to try to be even funnier and have even greater discussions and make you guys feel like you're not alone, and also make you guys laugh for season two. And thank you so much for being with us. And that kind of slides us right into, Duddy and I were talking, what do we do this season finale? What the fuck do we talk about today? We got to say something to everybody. Let's talk about some of our favorite moments. Duh. Yeah. So do you have any that come off your head?
I do. I mean, obviously,
too many,
I haven't thought of any for right now. But so off the top of my
pulling
head.
Pulling them off our
just
head,
just off the
guys.
Top of my head. Honestly, let's just go back to the very first episode.
Yeah.
With Cheese. If you guys listened to that episode, that was so much fun. And there were so many great stories that brought me back to like really when this all started. And then talking about the Dirty Heads and just some of the crazy, you know, shit we've gotten into along the way. And it was we had so much fun recording that episode, and we got such a great response that really, I think that right there is what made us be like, dude, let's do this. You know?
The Cheese, if for any new listeners that haven't gone back, go back and listen to episode one. It really was a springboard because Cheese was our guest. And for those who don't know, he's the manager of the Dirty Heads. He found them. He's been with them the entire time. He found Rome. He put Sublime with Rome together. He's a huge, you know, instrument for them, for everybody.
Yeah.
And Cheese was our first guest, and he's got stories going back 15 years of Duddy and I both, and a lot of those stories came out in episode one. And Pork Snorkel was born in episode one.
Yeah.
Feed the Geese was born. If you guys don't know what this means, go back and listen. Lot Lizard, there was this story.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yeah, you know, that happened in episode one.
And this happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's surf sound. Not
yeah,
that,
that
one.
Still
this
might
one.
Have been.
Woo!
That came from that episode did. One. There's a lot of shit that came
so
from
you
episode
get it.
One.
Episode yeah, one, man. Check it out. That was, you know, a very special memory of the season for me, for sure.
Yeah. And well, I mean, it just made Duddy and I relive stories from 15 years ago that yeah. were hilarious.
I think some of those might have even been 20 years
I
ago.
I mean, if you like, think fuck. About it, yeah, 20 years ago. Cheese is the reason the shit pants story thinks. Cheese yep. told a story that were about himself shitting his pants. And that's what springboarded the whole 15 guests telling us that they shit themselves deal. You know, so it really all happened right away on episode one. All the episodes were great. I was super pumped on the Sklar Brothers episode. That was the, because look, Cheese is a friend of Duddy and mine. A lot of the first several guests were old friends of ours. Rome, you know, Cheese came in. Anthony Gonzalez and Jalen Turner
Red.
Came in. Red, you know, no. these are people that we've known for a good while. But when the Sklar Brothers came in, that was the first set of comedians, their twin brother comedians that I had personally been watching on TV for 15, 20 years. I yep. remember watching their stand-up specials, and I've always watched them. And it was kind of nuts when those two dudes were sitting across from us. Duddy and I do not know them. We had one friend that had a connection to them, and somehow they came on our show. And yeah. that was the first time where I was like, holy shit.
We're doing this thing.
We're talking to like real Hollywood big-time comedians yeah. that we don't know. And, you know, it was kind of nuts. That's,
they were great, though. They were so easy.
They were fucking great. Yeah. So that was just a kind of crazy moment yeah. where I was like, holy shit, this is happening. And, you know.
You know, another great memory that I have. I love, we had my good friend Yassad come in from Pepper, and they're from Hawaii. So our dumbasses decorated the whole studio like the cheesiest fucking like Hawaii shit. And we just kept giving him trinkets from Hawaii.
Just Hawaiian treats.
Hawaiian bread, chocolate covered macadamia nuts. Like, oh, we had a Hawaiian pizza delivered halfway through. The, like, it was fucking a little over the top.
The best part about Yassad is he took the Hawaiian bread home and 2 days later tagged Duddy and I in a video yeah. of him making sliders with the Hawaiian bread that we gave him.
It went to good use.
So it's not like it was wasted. And yeah, and for those who are strictly listeners of the show, definitely go back on YouTube and watch the Yassad episode. It's probably episode 5, 6, 7.
Yeah,
it was
it's an early one.
And I mean, this place is, it looks like the world's, it looks like a 1-year-old's cheesy home. Well, it looks like people in Minnesota had a first birthday party for their kid and did a Hawaiian theme.
Yes. Yes.
And they've never been to Hawaii. Yeah. That's what this looked like. No offense, Minnesota. I'm trying to think of somewhere cold and non-Hawaii-ish.
Well, you hit it on the
fucking
yeah,
nailed it. All right.
What else?
In Halifax. That's yeah. Welcome, Canada. All right. Yeah, so that was a funny one. What else did we do that was wacky and weird? And I mean, the shit stories. Come on. Whoever knew?
The
live shit shows were amazing.
How about our first live thing we did in Rhode Island?
Providence, Rhode Island, of all places.
And I don't know. It wasn't like a huge turnout, but there was maybe 50, 60
yeah,
people
it was
there,
like, it, I think
which
there
was perfect.
Something people there,
which was perfect for our first time, you know, and because it was easy and it just felt like we were all hanging out together. Everyone in the crowd was coming up, telling stories. We were all laughing together. We were all drinking together. Man, that was a good time.
Great time. And you know how we know it was 65 people at its peak. And here's how I know, because Duddy and I were so nervous that we had nowhere to go. The tour bus, the Duddy B face tour bus, did we have that one
no,
yet?
No,
that one
that.
Didn't make it. So yeah. One of our three tour buses, as they all broke down, was parked in the parking lot outside, and Duddy and I kept telling Anthony, the cameraman, well, go count how many people are in there. And he'd come back into the bus, 37 people. And Duddy and I are like, oh, shit, nobody's coming, shit. You know, and then I remember at a certain point, he's like, there's like 65 people in there. It's not bad right now. And then we went in not long after that. And oh my God, it was such a fun night. It sounded like there was 200 people. That's how like rowdy the 65 were.
Yeah.
But hey man, when you set a show up with 3 days notice on the other side of the country, not bad. 65 people, we were into it. So that was a great memory. That was crazy. What the fuck?
What else we got? What else we got?
There's
I know it's
so
hard.
Many.
Like,
they're
I should have written things down. Like I'm trying off the top of my head and I'm drawing blanks.
Let's do the summer tour happened. That's nuts in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Skate Gang was born from that. And Patreon was
the
born.
Armageddon. Oh, come on.
If you guys didn't see Armageddon, that is where we put Red from episode 3 of Feeling Good with Duddy. Red from the band Poor Man's Change is a big boy. He was on tour with us this summer at the Cutlass booth selling merch. We put him in an arm wrestling match against Big Mike, who was a guest probably 5 times on the show throughout the tour because he's hilarious. And these are two huge, colossal men, and we did a live arm wrestling match
on Twitch.
On Twitch, on the front page of Twitch.
Yeah.
What a shit show. Twitch stock went plummeting after we did that. No, it was great. It was super fun.
That was great.
Armageddon. There's going to be another Armageddon, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. How did we not schedule an Armageddon for this live charity thing? Maybe we will.
Hey, there's plenty of time.
Maybe we'll schedule an Armageddon
plenty of
for
time.
The live
Fly
charity
Mike
thing.
In.
So you get it, man. We had so much fun this season. Mm-hmm. There were so many great memories. And there is definitely so many more that I just... You know, I can't think of it at this exact moment, but
we'll talk about
it
Sunday on the live show.
Yeah. So much fun again. Oh, also I wanted to talk about the Cutlass. We have a Christmas bundle, a Cutlass and Feeling Good with Duddy. Like, we did like a collab little Christmas bundle. It's called the Feliz Navidad.
This is something that's going on right now.
It's going on
right now. We're out of the memories portion of the show and we're into the, let's plug some shit.
Sorry. That was a weird transition. My worst transition. In fucking
hey, he hasn't
the
slept.
Last, I haven't. I've been fucking being searched over and over again. Mm-hmm.
Internally.
Yes. So. Go to cutlassbrand.com and check out the Feliz Navidad bundle. And it's like, you know, our Feeling Good logo here. They've kind of turned it into like a Christmas Santa Claus guy. And it comes with like a pin, a collector's pin, a coffee mug, and a really cool tree ornament too. So if you need some last second gifts for the holidays, we're running low. So go check it out, people.
Sorry, Duddy. I stepped all over you.
Yeah,
I was going to slide in there and because there really is only a few left. I believe if there's no more available on the Feeling Good with Duddy page, because there's really only
I think
a
there's
few,
like one.
Yeah, there's like barely any left. So you can still get, let's say, one on the feelinggoodwithduddy.com. And there's like not a lot more on the Cutlass brand website. It's just cutlass.com or is it Cutlass brand?
Cutlassbrand.com.
So look, if you go to Cutlass Brand and it says sold out, run over to Feeling Good with Duddy. There might be one more, but man, they are going fast. There's almost barely any left. So get on that shit.
While I'm on the subject of that, also for the rest of December, if you need some last second gifts, cutlassbrand.com. We're still, the entire site is 30% off.
Oh, nice. You're just going to leave it?
It's just 30% off. There's a code and I'm going to find that code right now for you because I don't know it.
But he's creeping over to it.
I don't know what it is. It's like Adios 2019 or something. I don't know what it is. We'll have the fucking
somebody
code.
Somebody tell us the
we'll
code.
We'll post the code. We're going to post the code.
Well, while we're talking about
codes.
Oh,
and you can always do code feeling good.
Yeah.
So and you'll get, I think that's 20% off. But 30% off, it's like Adios 2019 or something like that. I think that's the code. But we'll get you that code.
Before
the end of the episode, I'll get you the right code.
There is another thing I want you guys to know about. That's Uppercut Deluxe, okay? Uppercut Deluxe is a pomade company, and it's the best. I love their pomade. I mean, their shirts are amazing. They have all sorts of shit on the site, right? But my favorite thing is this. It's Shake and Rake. It's like a hair powder. You have hair like mine. I've just got white boy hair, dude. It flops down to the side, not a lot of volume. You shake this powder into your hair, and you just use your hands, fucking mess your hair up, and boom, I'm telling you, your hair stands up 6 inches tall. You can shape it any way you want. It's totally dry. You can run your hands through it. It's the most miracle powder I've ever used in my life. I use it every day. On tour, I gave a can to Kevin Bavona of the Interrupters. He's obsessed with it, so I'm going to get him lined up. So Uppercut Deluxe was so stoked that I loved their product and that our show, you know, they like our show. So they gave our listeners a 40% off code. And this code is only good till December 15th. So if you guys need any hair product out there, if you want to buy this stuff for anybody else, 40% off is insane. So go to uppercutdeluxe.com. You put in feel good at checkout. The code is feel good, one word, 40% off, you know, and I swear the product is amazing. We're only backing it for that. Like they're not a full sponsor of the show. They're friends of the show. And they said, hey, why don't we give your listeners a huge discount for the holidays? And Duddy and I said, why not? Pass that on, you know? So yeah, go to Uppercut Deluxe and give them a little love. They're a great company and hook yourself up. I think we, let's also do a huge thanks. Just like we thanked the fans, truly our big and our only, like, you know, the real sponsor that really got behind us and has super, super helped us out is Koi CBD. They've been so amazing. Good. They're the reason we're able to kind of pay for this show, honestly, like as much as we can is Koi.
Yeah, you know, like all of the sponsors have been amazing, but like Koi has really, really been helping us out. They really got behind us since episode one. And we just want to, you know, say how much we appreciate them as a sponsor and just how much I actually love the fucking product. Oh, love it. I use it every single day.
Yeah.
I say it on every single episode. I love that product. You guys got to go get some CBD if you haven't. Get some one CBD for the holidays. Go do that. And go put in fucking code feeling good. What is it? Code Duddy B. And you're going to get 20% off. KoiCBD.com. Code Duddy B will get you 20% off. And this is a great time to get some for yourself. Get some for a family member. If you know somebody in your family or a friend that's got like, you know, tendonitis or arthritis or something like that, something where they have aches and pains and some joints, get them some balm from Koi CBD for a gift for Christmas. Trust me, it'll be their favorite gift. They probably
100% get. Promise you it works. You know, like I use it on my knees, use it on my back. It's within 2 minutes, you'll just be sitting on your couch going, oh, my back doesn't hurt anymore. And if it hurts again, apply more. I can't say enough about the balm, the rub on, and the drops.
The drops are just insane every day.
You know? So Koi CBD is absolutely insane. They're the best. And thank you again to all the listeners because you guys have used our code so much with Koi. That's why Koi has really gotten behind us. It's a mutual thing. You know, a lot of our listeners have used the code. And so we really appreciate you guys for buying things from Koi because that helps them sponsor our show and helps us keep going. So big thanks to Koi and the listeners for actually using our code. That's crucial. Thank you so much. So, and yes, I hope you love it.
Yeah. So thank you again, Koi CBD. We love you guys. And breaking news, I just got word that I was correct. Adios 2019 will get you 30% off at cutlassbrand.com through the new year. That's right.
Wow, dude. Adios 2019.
What else?
That's goodbye in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, good one. All right, so we talked about the Duddy Bundle. We talked about the live show. We plugged the shit out of our merch.
I think, I don't know, favorite moments.
This is, you know, again, this show was kind of thrown together too. You know, Duddy's real busy in these next coming weeks. He's going to be gone a lot. So we were just like, well, we got to say goodbye to the fans. Yeah. We got to at least give them a whatever State of the Union address where we tell them what's to come. So I guess let's just go over everything again. This is us saying goodbye and saying thank you for season one, for being with us for 36 episodes. I hope you loved every one of them. And this is us just letting you know that in January, we'll be stacking awesome episodes. We've already got amazing guests lined up. The first Wednesday in February, we're back with Wednesday episodes every single week. This Sunday, we got the big live show. Tune in.
Yep.
Shit, man. Is anything else missing out right here, Duddy?
I mean, shit, we hope you guys all have amazing, safe holidays.
Oh, of course. Come on. Yeah, have a great holiday, everybody, whatever it is you celebrate.
We've had so much freaking fun doing this, guys. Thank you so much.
Mark's saying something. Get in here, Mark. Get in here, Mark. We want to yell at you. If you don't come in here, we're going to yell at you so bad.
If you've been listening to us yell at someone named Mark this entire season, this is fucking Mark. You're going to want to yell. This is Mark.
Fuck. I have a feeling.
I figured it out. Okay, so I sent my brother a picture the other day and I said, whose baby would this be? And it was a picture of Leslie Nielsen. And you remember like Ernest Goes to Camp?
Hey, Vern.
Remember that dude? If Leslie Nielsen and that guy had a baby, Mark would be the name.
When you sent me that, why did you send me that?
I wanted to see if you got it.
Oh, you thought it was Mark too?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, I thought that Duddy was saying, like, wouldn't this be a fun new game? And I was just all Mark to be funny. And I didn't know I was just right. That's why
I sent that.
Oh, it looks just like Mark. Yeah, no doubt about it.
This is a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What were you trying to say in there, Mark? I said your name. Oh, that's right. It's only 11.
He said noon.
I said noon. Get the fuck out of here, Mark. Oh, piss
off.
That
doesn't even make sense.
Mark, Mark walked in here to be dead wrong. That's what Mark did. He came in the room to be dead wrong.
Okay,
that's what
guys,
he did. Yeah,
Mark,
there you go.
Mark, you take your hat off. Can these people see you so they can?
Yeah, get a good look at Mark,
take your
dude.
Hat off.
Just look at that. Oh, look at he's doing a fucking hello, my darling. Get out of here.
Thank you, Mark. We
Holy
love you.
Holy shit. We do love Mark.
But yeah, so once again, this Sunday, December 15th, please tune in at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be an amazing time, and we're going to be raising some money for an amazing cause. And I do think we're even going to be having some stuff to like give away to people who are donating, you know?
Yes.
So, you know,
we will have prizes.
We will have some prizes and things from our sponsors that we'll be sending out to people who are donating. It's going to be a fun time. And other than that,
let's do, hold on. Boom. Oh, December 15th, this Sunday, 12 p.m. Pacific Coast time, 3 p.m. Eastern Seaboard time, and 9 p.m. if you're in the UK. That's right. You're in Australia. I think it'll probably be something like 2 in the morning. If you're in New Zealand, I think it's the same as Australia. But who knows? I don't. If you're in China, what are they, 25 hours ahead? Am I making it up? If you're underwater, you're dead. Or you're a fish. No need to tune in. If you're up in the air, you're in an airplane, or you're a bird. Tune in if you're in one of those. Duddy, anywhere else?
Fuck no.
No? Okay. If you don't have a computer, you're fucked. Yeah. And,
you're fucked.
Thanks so much. You're fucked.
Skate gang. Skate gang.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.